So an audience's expectations are relatively low, and I suppose they treat a presenter in a very kind way. They're very tolerant of what they're doing up on stage. What is it you need to do to bring them up that level?
How many presenters will actually be given a round of applause if every clap costs $10 a clap? So if you go, that's $30. Now there's a difference for you. So we seem to think an audience is kind, but they're not kind. They're giving you away something that they place no value on, so they will clap. But what's happening behind the scenes? They are forming an opinion about you in intangible ways, using non-English thoughts and words and feelings in their own brain speak to move you up a notch in your credibility, in your company's credibility, or down a notch or two or more. When you get off stage, they have a feeling. They don't even know they have it. What do we try to do? We try to capture that feeling. And what do we say? Could you please fill in this survey evaluation form of our speaker? My job as a speaker, my job as a communicator, is to first understand what you believe. And before I try to get you to change your mind, I need to know what the mind guards are. For some people, religion is the mind guard. It's this almighty thing called religion. Other people, what they believe, understand, and accept is their past experience. People have equally strong, irrational or rational beliefs about your company or your brand or your product or whether they believe you or don't believe you. And when you are a presenter, your job is to first know who your audience is, learn what the gates are that's stopping them from believing what you want them to believe, and address those issues before you can go lashing your great intellect onto them. And that is what a presentation architect does. We have to deconstruct all the barriers